the Challenge with Burlington Core, your go-to mini podcast for educators and administrators in adult English language learning. In each episode, you'll hear a quick conversation of success stories, innovative teaching strategies, and practical tips that can help you overcome everyday challenges. In this episode, Burlington English representative April Lawton interviews Superintendent Dr. Josh McDowell and Director of Adult and Family Education, Ryan Hines, from Crete Public Schools in eastern Nebraska. Let's listen to how these administrative leaders have shifted the traditional mindset of educating the whole child to educating the whole family to become a top-performing district in their state.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. My name is April Lawton, and I work as a customer manager for Burlington English. Today, I have the great pleasure of being here with Dr. Josh McDowell, Superintendent of Crete Public Schools in Crete, Nebraska, as well as Ryan Hines, Director of Adult and Family Education at Crete Public Schools as well. Dr. McDowell, would you mind introducing yourself to our audience today?
Absolutely. Thanks, April. And thank you for the opportunity to just share our story. As it was indicated, my name is Josh McDowell. I'm the proud superintendent of Crete Public Schools in my sixth year as the superintendent, and just so proud of our staff and our families and our community for all that we're accomplishing right now.
Amazing. Thank you for being with us, Dr. McDowell. Ryan, would you mind introducing yourself as well?
Yes, thank you. So I'm Ryan Hines. I'm the Director of Adult and Family Education at Crete Public Schools. I've been in that position for about a year and a half, but I've been with Crete Public Schools for almost 16 years. And during that time, I've been in the adult education and family literacy program and have been there supporting families and adult students during that time.
Thank you. Thank you both for being here today. It's such a pleasure to have this conversation with you both. There are so many challenges that your teams overcome every day to serve your population in your area. What specific challenge would you like to talk about with us today?
I think the number one challenge that we had to, I'll say, overcome, that we continue to work through and grow in, is really about a shift in mindset. Crete Public Schools has been in the adult education game for 30 years. A lot of good work has already happened. But when I had the opportunity to really see and begin to understand what adult education was all about, it was a mind shift that happened for me personally. And that was, I'd always talked about this idea of educating the whole child, and that was really important to me. But as I spent more time in Crete and just continued to learn and grow, my mindset shifted to, we're really about educating the whole family. And when we can do that, I truly believe we can see exponential results for all of our learners. When I talk about all learners in Crete Public Schools, I'm talking pre-birth through adult education. And so that challenge was just shifting that mindset and then restructuring an organization that had really been siloed, and not just in adult education, but across the board, and really working to break down those silos and bring everybody together, operating under one idea and one system that we're going to educate the whole family and we're going to do it to the very best of our ability.
That's incredible. What an incredible mindset shift. It sounds like as you made that shift, the first thing you really did was start to de-silo everybody and really get everyone in line with that idea and understanding how all areas of the district work together to serve that mission. What are the resources that you found to be most helpful in overcoming this challenge?
Yeah, I'll address one of those resources and then turn it over to Ryan. But the first resource for me was people, right? We have to put the right people on the right seat on the bus. And for me, that really started with a complete reorganization or restructuring of our entire organization, right? From the work that I do through then down through my chief academic officer and really then pulling in adult education into the work that we're doing every day.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Ryan, what are your thoughts?
He makes a great point because, you know, again, been doing this for over 30 years in Crete, but it's kind of always been off to the side, right? It's been operating on its own in its own little place and was even in, you know, in a different building. And they were doing great things. And again, I've been there 16 years, so I know a lot of the work that we've done has been wonderful. And it's not that we haven't had support in the district, but again, we were siloed, kind of doing our own thing. When Dr. McDowell came in and was looking at restructuring, I mean, it was so great to see adult education, family literacy programming be elevated because he saw the value that it brings to the pre-K-12 system, right? And to be validated in that way, and then to have, I would say, more access to professional development and growth opportunities to learn more about the strategic processes within the district that are taking place inspired me to then want to replicate those things with my adult and family education staff, and which has led to some great growth initiatives that we have been doing here with professional development and curriculum development for our adult ed program, which has led to the amazing performance that we've seen in our program.
How exciting. Where do you encounter resistance and how do you work through it when you do encounter it?
I think resistance is just in a lack of either information or understanding. So it's not that people resisted the idea. It was just a new idea. But I think now, as hopefully as Ryan is now a part of the district leadership team, I think that's so important. Our adult education director is on the district leadership team, that people, our community, our adult learners, our PK-12 staff can see the value in connecting pre-birth learning through adult education.
And I agree. I think just bringing, again, elevating, seeing the value and sharing the value of having Dr. McDowell as an advocate to the board, to other stakeholders in the community is huge. And just giving us an opportunity to share what we do. I think probably more than anything, that's what he has done to help us. Because he knew we were doing great things and he saw a lot of that. And he was like, you need to tell it. You need to show it to help people understand why it's important, how it serves our district goals. Because Dr. McDowell believes very strongly in the strategic process, strategic planning process. And he believes that we need to be able to show that everything that we are doing in the district aligns with our goals and our mission and our vision. And has helped us, you know, along the way, show how what we do contributes to the success of that.
I love that. How do you know, as you're navigating this, how do you know when you've achieved success?
I'll speak specifically to the entire district level. You know, the hardest thing about being successful is you have to keep on being successful, right? So for us, it's continued growth. My team probably gets really frustrated in the fact that we're going to strive to be better today than we were yesterday. And that's just the mindset that we have to have. So yes, it is incredible that our adult education program is the highest performing in the state now. I love that, but we can get better. And we're not going to settle. And in Crete Public Schools, we're not going to settle for, you know, just being average. We're not going to settle until we're the best and until all of our kids, all of our learners are performing at the highest possible level.
And from my perspective, that is such an inspiration, okay? Because to be a part of Dr. McDowell's team and to feel like our programs are valued and a part of the overall team of the district, and for him to say, and he says this at times, it's okay where we are, but we're not going to stay there. We're going to keep moving forward. We're going to keep growing. And then for me to take that back to my program, okay, how do I do that for adult education? How do I, you know, it's not an ignored silo somewhere off in the corner. It's part of what we do. I'm expected to meet those same growth goals and, you know, that any other administrator is. And that's really important, I feel, because that's part of the problem sometimes I've seen in adult education, other organizations, is when it's ignored, it kind of stagnates. But Dr. McDowell doesn't let that happen. He's like, no, we are all part of this. We are all growing together. We're all getting better. And that's been huge in helping me work to continue to improve our processes.
I love that. the next goal or next challenge that you as a district are planning to address?
I think the number one, not number one priority, but it is certainly a part of our strategic plan, and it's actually being activated right now. We're working on it, and this falls directly on me. I have to continue to develop our leaders into instructional leaders, and that includes Ryan. Instructional leadership is so important, and it is a focus, and I provide professional learning to all of our district leaders monthly. But for me, I've got to get better at it. And the next step in doing that is no different than what I ask teachers to do every day, and that's differentiate instruction, right? If Ryan needs something specific, how am I, as the person in charge of developing leaders, providing what Ryan needs for him to continue to help his program grow? What does that look like for my student services director? And so for me, that's what's next. I have to up the game, up my game in developing instructional leaders.
And then, you know, I take that, right? And then I'm like, okay, how do we apply that to our programs? How do I inspire my staff to want to meet those same, you know, objectives for growth and for improvement? And how do we look for other opportunities in our community and within these programs to grow our families and to help them connect more with the district and to be able to actually become partners in educating their children, you know, instead of just kind of people from the sideline watching.
Wow, you have such an incredible team at Cree Public Schools. You're doing such incredible work. Thank you so much for sharing your experiences with everyone today, Dr. McDowell and Ryan. There is genuinely so much to be proud of.
Yes, thank you so much again for the opportunity to share our story.
Thank you.
We hope you found this Rise to the Challenge episode encouraging and motivating. Just like our Crete Public Schools administrators, no doubt you too continually consider the professionals in your program and the valuable contributions they make every day to the success of the students and families in your schools. Thank you for listening, and tune in for our next episode and another conversation with your adult education colleagues. And if you'd like to discuss your challenges and your successes at your adult education program with one of our friendly Burlington English team members, visit our website at www.burlingtonenglish.com and click Contact Us. Until next time.